Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on?
Not too much on this nice Mother's Day Sunday.
In the merry, merry month of May.
That's right.
So what are we talking about this week on the Derek and Kay Show on this lovely Mother's Day?
Well, this story would go perfect with Mother's Day. Not.
Uh-oh.
We've got hot dog hand job queen in the weird news. Those really don't go together. I didn't really plan that, but that's okay.
I don't even know how to react to that.
I know.
I'm just going to go on to my first highlight. I've got the best anti-gay rant you've ever heard in your entire life.
I think I might have heard this.
I hope you have.
Oh, it's pretty horrible.
It's great.
We've got a nude unicyclist.
I feel like this is a repeat.
Is it? I don't think we did this one.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. I've got the most hated baby names of all time. Well, right now.
That's interesting.
Yes. Speaking of Mother's Day.
And we have a review of the movie Dark Shadows, which I believe just came out on Friday with our Jeff Twiller.
Yes. It's going to be... who's in this movie?
Interesting. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. That's right.
Yeah.
And what's her face is in it, too? Silence of the Lambs. What's her name?
I don't know. I'm sure we'll hear all about it, though.
Oh, we suck.
Yeah.
And finally...
Finally!
We've got a Mother's Day message from the Reply Girl.
Oh, she's back.
Yes, all coming up.
She's so great.
On this week's Mother's Day edition of the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah.
Please press la button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Mother's Day.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
This is fun.
Oh my.
Hooray!
Toothy cat.
What?
Can you please help me?
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Winning.
We're all gonna be pissed at
me. I'm dead.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hello.
Come see me.
Oh my Christ of the cross.
Hey, hey, gorgeous.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello, hello, hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is May 13th, 2012.
Mother's Day.
Yes. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day for all you moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day. We were broadcasting live. Yeah, I got that.
You said that.
We are over 9,700 listens and growing. That's amazing.
Woo!
Yeah. I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I am Wah Buffett.
Wah Buffett, that's me. That's mine.
No, I'm Wah Buffett.
Okay.
Why does your microwave just say zero?
Well, there's no time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that?
Well, if you've got time to contact us, you can so in many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Clicking the like button, telling all of your friends to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You can follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, dkradioshow. And call us when we're live on Sundays between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. at 661-467-2416. Long-distance rates may apply if you're still using a rotary phone.
Right.
If you have an old Nokia phone.
Nubs.
If you're Nubs.
They got those new ones now, Windows Nokia.
If you pay for it per text, you may need to pay for the long-distance calls to Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, might cost you.
Because
it's California.
It is California.
We're coast to coast.
I suppose that's the way it works. I'm not really sure,
We need a new rejoiner that says something like that.
We got to come up with something like that.
That
maybe
would
be good. We can pay the reply girl $5.
I really think we should do that.
We are close to code. And
right.
And then she can make her Fiverr message.
Cha, cha, cha.
You're by yourself.
Damn it.
Oh, anyway, it's Mother's Day. And
yeah.
Mother's Day.
Called my mom today.
You did?
Yes.
I called too.
Did you?
I left a message.
You just left a message?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's what can you do?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I talked to my mom. She was out in the garden doing garden stuff.
Yeah? Is it nice there?
Yes. She's playing with worms and planting vegetables and flowers and all that stuff.
Nice.
And she told me that...
Not me.
Words with Friends notification.
Oh, that's good.
Do you know the last time I played Words with Friends was like months ago? Wow. Anyway, as I was saying... She was out in the. She's out on the porch playing with her tomatoes, and she found. it's not dirty. All
right.
And she found a bird nest. A bird flew out of the tomato plant, and she found a bird nest in the plant. But she took the nest and put it in a tree. But then one of the eggs got behind. So.
Oh.
My mom's a bird killer.
That's sad.
That's right. That's... Murderer. Bird killer.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
So May, I didn't get the highlights for May in, and it's already the 13th.
Don't forget that May part.
So along with being Mother's Day today, it's also Frog Jumping Day.
Uh-huh.
Frog Jumping Day. So did that mean you play leapfrog with your friends?
Really?
Outside.
Well, maybe we'll do that in commercial break.
And oddly enough, I don't know why, it's Leprechaun Day.
Oh.
And I don't know why.
Why wouldn't have that been in March?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
So happy Leprechaun Day to all the leprechauns out there in Leprechaun Land. And and May is also Date Your Mate Month.
Wait, say that one more time.
Date Your Mate Month.
Date Your Mate.
So I'm supposed to go out on dates with my husband.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
It's also Foster Care Month.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
You foster, celebrate the foster care.
Okay. Sure.
National Barbecue Month.
Oh, nice.
Which,
yeah.
I know. I want to call that barbecue show.
We really should call it, yeah.
It's also National Bike Month.
Uh-huh.
National Blood Pressure Month.
Uh-huh.
National Hamburger Month. How is it National Barbecue Month and National Hamburger Month at the same time?
Yeah, you wouldn't think those would be the same time, yeah. You could have their own month for that.
They botched that one.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's also
throw it in, I guess.
National Photograph Month.
Oh.
National Recommitment Month.
Recommitment?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so vague.
And National Salad Month.
Hmm.
So it's National Barbecue Month, Hamburger Month, and National Salad Month at the same time.
You get yourself a meal.
And finally, it's Older Americans Month.
Wow.
Hooray! Mel Gibson, he's an older American, isn't he?
I don't know. How old is Mel?
He's got to be in his 50s, right?
Yeah. Just angry and old.
I don't think that's old, but he's
definitely... No, it's not that old.
He's definitely angry.
Yeah, he's definitely angry.
He's definitely unstable. Hooray!
Hooray!
Crazy.
Yeah. So that's the highlights of the month.
Nice.
That's what's going on in the merry, merry month of May.
Don't forget that May fart.
May fart.
May fart also. Yeah.
So what do we have going on today? We've got we've got Jeff on.
Yeah, Dark Shadows. This movie came out.
This is a remake.
Yeah, from a is it like the 60s or 70s? It was like
I think
TV.
It was actually...
Was it older than that?
80s. No, was it
somewhat. The 80s?
Maybe 70s. Wow. You know? Don't know. How about that?
66? It was like a American Gothic soap opera. That's so weird. It's like the Addams Family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not familiar.
Anyways, I just saw the trailer because you know me in movies, as we found out last week.
Yes, you're a big movie buff.
Yeah,
that's
I did not yet see this movie, but we have someone.
Well, considering the last time you went to the movies was in 2008. I wouldn't think you would have rushed.
Has
out
it been that long? Is that when it was Wall-E?
That's when Wall-E was out. Yeah.
Wow, that's really a long time.
I didn't see Wall-E until it was on Netflix, though.
Oh, okay.
Totally. I think like last year is when I saw WALL-E.
Maybe I should go to the movies again. Maybe I should see this movie.
It looks kind of funny.
So, yeah, Dark Shadows came out on Friday, May 11th, and we have on the line with us house painter and movie reviewer, Jeff Twiller. Jeff,
welcome back to the Jeff
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, something smells in here.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Is it like leftover chicken or something like that?
I don't know. I hope it's not me.
It's not you? When was the last time the place was cleaned?
Probably sometime last year.
Last
really
year?
Busy.
Yeah, I've been really busy.
Too busy to clean up?
Really, it's busy season.
For house painting?
I bet there's a few.
Painting a lot of houses.
Ah, I see.
I bet there's a few chicken shack buckets hanging around. I've seen some of those clips.
What was that about the chicken truck, though?
Chicken truck?
Yeah, remember his friend drove a chicken truck for a while?
Yeah, it's my friend Randy. Yeah, he drove a chicken truck.
Oh, that's right.
State lines. Yeah.
What exactly is a chicken truck?
Yeah.
I think you drive them from the farm to the slaughterhouse where they get slaughtered.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You know, you can mail a chicken in the mail.
You can?
Yes.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You can mail a chick, but it has to be with other chicks in a box in the mail.
Uh-huh.
And
you can mail chicks.
Yes. I think you can mail a chicken, too. And this is mind-blowing. You can also mail bees.
You can mail. Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, I know some people that have birthdays coming up.
They're just going to send a box full of bees.
Box full of bees and chicks. I don't know.
Bees and chicks
don't
in the same box?
Don't have a bee sound effect. That would be good.
A buzz?
That would be pretty
good.
Yeah,
we don't have a buzz sound effect.
That would be nice. So, Jeff, tell
Dark
us about...
Shadows.
Yeah, tell us about Dark Shadows. I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
It's with that. So it's with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he plays Barnabas.
Yeah, so... of course, since I didn't see the whole movie, I didn't know what the deal is. I felt like it was I was watching a little bit of like a 2012 version of Beetlejuice or something.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Tim Burton directed it. He also made Beetlejuice.
That's true. I guess that's true.
Oh, this is a Tim Burton creation?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Well, it's based on a TV show Dan Curtis created back in the 60s.
How would you say that it compares to the TV show?
Well, Barnabas is he's a lot less of an asshole in the movie than he was in the TV show, so that's cool.
Yeah.
The TV show is a lot more complicated, you know? A lot more storylines and shit like that. But it's pretty cool. It's a lot of, it's a pretty big budget movie, you know?
Yeah.
But, Barnabas Collins, he's like this vampire, you see, and he's been in a coffin for 200 years.
How did he become a vampire?
Well, you see, there was a curse that was put on him by his maid, this girl Angelique.
Oh, I think I saw her in the trailer. She's trying to like seduce him or something. No.
Well, yeah, you see, he comes from this family, this big, this upper class family, the Collins family.
Yeah.
And they own the whole town up in Maine. It's called Collinsport, and they came from England because they wanted to start their own fish company. They're really into fishing.
I like fish.
And you guys like tuna fish?
I like tuna fish a lot.
I've never actually had it.
I love a good tuna fish sandwich.
So anyway, he has this curse that's put on him because he won't marry her because she's just a maid.
Oh.
Because he wants to marry this woman, Josette, who also comes from Martinique. I guess they do a lot of voodoo in Martinique, I think. And she puts a curse on him, and he still doesn't want to marry her. So he gets imprisoned in a coffin for 200 years. And once he wakes up, Angelique, she's also gone into the fishing business, and her company is really successful. It's called I think they call it in the movie Angel Bay Enterprises, and. And the Collinses, they've fallen behind, you know? They got this cannery, but they're not doing well, so he's got to compete with her.
You said cannery?
So, it's a cannery.
Tuna fish.
Where they make tuna fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love tuna fish.
Because I was just, okay.
I love tuna fish sandwiches.
Hey, Bob.
Chopped up celery and mayonnaise.
Don't mind Kay. She's okay. She's fine.
Yummy.
So overall, you think the movie is pretty good, or how did Did you enjoy it? Was it everything you had hoped it to be? Because I know you're like a stickler for like continuity and making sure that they keep the storyline and things like that.
Do you have some sort of rating system that you use?
Yeah, rating system could be good.
Like, 5 out of 10 buckets of paint, or 6 out of 10 chicken trucks.
Chicken shack.
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe 5 buckets of paint.
With 5 being the top?
No, 10. Well, it's not bad. It's okay.
I was actually kind of surprised that you're that excited about it. When I saw the trailer, it seemed a little bit like a very Hollywood bubblegum popcorn kind of movie, and I was kind of surprised that you were that into it.
Yeah, they kind of make fun of the TV show a little bit.
They do.
Yeah, a little bit of a satire. You know.
I bet a lot of people don't get that reference.
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes in it. You know, they don't. You know, they go their own way a little bit, but you know, there's this guy Seth Graham Smith. You know him?
No.
He wrote the book Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. And this other book, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, he wrote the screenplay for Dark Shadows. So he's kind of making fun of it.
Oh, I see.
Don't know.
I have no idea. So it sounds like when I watched the trailer, it looked like they had a pretty good soundtrack going. They had that a Barry White song in there, and then they had that Bang a Gong song, which I like so bad. So was the music good?
Alice Cooper's in the movie.
Oh, Alice Cooper's in the – okay.
Yeah. See, when Barnabas brings back the company, because once he gets out of the coffin for 200 years, he wants to make the Collins tuna fish competitive again. And he says we have to have a big ball and invite
fish.
Everybody in the town.
Yeah.
And so they need a musical act, so they get Alice Cooper. I guess Alice Cooper was around 1972. I don't know if that's a mistake or not.
I would think so. I would think they would have done all their research. Big Tim Burton film, you know?
Guess so.
It sounds like it wasn't that great, though. You're only giving it 5 out of 10?
Well, I like Johnny Depp's, I like his interpretation of the role.
Yeah.
You know? I think he brought some things to the character. There's a lot of love story in all this.
Yeah, what's the deal with the love story?
Well, you see, Josette is the woman that he really loves, that he wanted to get married to.
Oh, it's like a triangle thing. It's complicated.
Yeah, yeah. And
I can pick up on that.
Angelique is always trying to keep them apart. She's reincarnated, you see, as Victoria Winters. She's the governess to the family. In the TV show, he was much more of a villain at first, Barnabas, and he would hypnotize her and bite her and all this kind of vampire shit.
Wow.
But in the movie, he's got higher like morals, you know. He wants to win her love properly, you know.
Well, to make him more likable character.
He doesn't try and hypnotize her.
Excellent.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
Huh, interesting. So this is the first time I've ever heard of this show. Does this have quite a following? Like, is this really, for a movie like this to come out, are people really excited and worked up for this? Or do a lot of people just don't have a clue, but they're going to see it anyways?
Yeah, there's a lot of fanzines.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of fan art. I've been to some conventions.
Oh, you like that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jonathan Frid, who played the original Barnabas, he used to do poetry readings at conventions. That was pretty cool. And he died recently, but he has a cameo in the movie very briefly.
Oh, very cool.
Hmm. All right, so you give it a 5 rating. I guess that's...
Well, I don't know. That's a little harsh.
That's a little harsh? Are you changing that?
So how many out of 10 buckets of paint are you giving it? Official
six,
Jeff Triller rating.
6.5.
6.5.
All right. We moved up a little bit. Okay. Well, that's good. I don't know if that's enough to get me to get out there to see it, but...
Yeah, that might be enough to make me wait for Netflix.
Maybe I'll have to wait for that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's got some cool shit.
It's okay.
Very convincing.
You know, they didn't have much of a budget in the TV show, so you never saw the cannery. You get to see the cannery in the movie. That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's exciting if you're into that kind of stuff.
I guess that's worth the extra $10.
Fish canning.
Fish canning. Tuna fish.
Well, Jeff, I think we're going to...
There's some sex scenes in it, too. That's pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Oh, they involve tuna fish.
Oh, you know what that reminds me?
I'm very excited.
You told me where this music came from. This is Debbie Does Dallas music.
It is?
Right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's from Debbie Does Dallas.
Nice.
Now
I'm curious to see that.
Chop up some celery.
That's Mr. Greenfield theme music, actually.
A little mustard, some celery seeds.
Mr. Greenfield?
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, Mr. Greenfield runs the sporting goods store, and Debbie Does Dallas.
Never saw it.
That's sort of the theme music for the sporting goods store.
We'll have to have a showing.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to check that on Netflix, too.
Well, she's trying to raise money to go to Dallas.
I know. I'm just kidding. All right. Jeff, I think we got to get going. But thanks so much for the review. And we'll check back with you on some other big movies that are coming out.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for being on, George.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on, George. So it's Inside Baseball. Only like one person out there will probably get that reference.
I did not know what that was about.
I'll tell you later.
All right. So anyway, I think it's probably about time for us to take a break. That was really interesting. I don't know if I'm going to see that movie or not.
I'm not.
You're not.
Nope.
It looked okay.
Zippy chance.
Well, anyways, we'll take
a
break.
I like Johnny Depp, though. He's hot.
He's all right.
Yes.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with some
especially
weird news.
Involves tuna fish. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
All coming up after this.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Some chicken places let their food sit under heat lamps for hours on end. At Harold's Chicken Shack, our food is made to order and served up fresh every day. No heat lamps here. We offer the best fried chicken, livers, gizzards, and catfish in the country. Harold's Chicken Shack is now open in Fairview Heights. Look for the brand new Harold's Chicken Shack next to St. Clair Square, across from Schnucks. And don't forget about our $3.99 lunch specials Monday through Friday. Call in, walk in, heck, fax it in. Harold's Chicken Shack, the fried chicken king.
Crazy Bruce's Liquors, we've got the bargains for you. Woo, woo, woo. Crazy Bruce's Liquors, selection and quality too. Woo, woo, woo. Come down and see us, you'll think we're too good to be true. Woo, woo, woo. Zinfandel and Cabernet, Red Merlot and Chardonnay, Crazy Bruce's Liquor Store. Woo, woo.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Pace Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is The Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
You know what I think I'm going to need?
What are you going to need there?
Alcohol, whether it be later or like later, like now or later. I think
do
I'm
it.
Gonna, yeah.
Or you can go to Crazy Bruce's Liquor on the way home.
I'm a little stressed out right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to fix you a little something?
Probably not right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, you can get in contact with us in many ways while you're drinking your alcohol.
Yeah.
You can email us at tkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook by going to facebook.com/DK Radio. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at DK Radio Show. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. You know, quite frankly, I am very stressed out about this concert that I'm having next weekend. There's things that I need to take care of. There's tuning. Oregon moving.
Tuning.
I totally forgot about having the harpsichord tuned, and I need someone to do that. If anyone knows a good harpsichord tuner, please call me at 661-467-2416.
Wow, how about that?
So I'm just a tiny bit stressed out. I still have to write the program notes. It's crazy. Anyway, go to XerxesBlueEnsemble.com. Like us on Facebook. Come to our concerts Friday and Saturday, May 18th and 19th at 7:30 at St. Peter's Church in Cambridge on Mass Ave in Central Square. Yes.
How about that?
There's the plug.
Nice.
Hopefully it will not be a disaster.
Way to sell it.
That's how stressed out I am about it.
It's going to be great.
No,
don't worry
great.
About it. I'm sure
great.
It's going to be great.
It'll be great. Is it time for the weird news?
It is time for the weird news.
Yay! This is where I sit back and chill.
We got some weird news. This one comes to us from South Carolina.
Yay!
For the second time in a year, a motorist has been ticketed in South Carolina for displaying a replica of testicles on their vehicle. Have you seen these things? I've seen some recently. They're like a little,
No.
I think it's on cars that have like a trailer.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little shiny set of...
Oh, instead
testicles,
of,
where in, the trailer hitch would be, like
yes.
they just put it, like they put it on there, from not pulling something.
It's
like
just testicles.
Yeah, like, they're kind of big too, like a couple apples or something
I've
like that.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, they stopped the truck on Sunday, noticing the anatomically correct display on the
oh
rear
my
bumper.
Goodness.
He was arrested for driving without a license. Was also given a warning for having an obscenity, and that's what's happening in South Carolina.
That made the news.
Well, the weird news.
Okay.
You know, the weird news is a little different from the regular news.
Is it?
Well, it's just a little bit different.
A little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, another kind of...
I got some nuts here as well.
Oh.
Hey now!
All right.
Different ones, though. Cashews.
I got some over here, too.
You have a lot of nuts around.
Thanks. These are walnuts.
Walnuts,
actually,
and then what's behind you? You got almonds. And then what's that right there? Cashews.
What's that?
That right there.
Oh,
then you got these.
We got cashews. Oh.
How are the cocktail peanuts different from the regular peanuts? oh, that's right. I forgot.
Their peanuts are a little bit salty. I don't understand what the deal
nuts?
With cocktail. Yeah. I don't understand what the deal is with cocktail peanuts.
Yeah.
But it really sold me.
Cocktail
I was like,
what?
Oh, sorry. Peanuts.
Okay.
Peanuts.
Nuts.
Peanuts. Peanuts. Cocktail peanuts. Okay. Jeez. This one comes to us from Texas.
Yeah, just like Carly.
That's right. Police say a man was arrested in Southeast Texas for riding his unicycle in the nude. He was distracting drivers and creating a hazard. And there was times when he fell into traffic, causing really havoc. Oh, that's really loud.
Sounds like it happened inside my head.
I know, me too.
Really loud.
He was not intoxicated or impaired. He was arrested on Wednesday off a bridge 20 miles southeast of Houston. They say that he was, he wasn't intoxicated. He was brought to jail. His bond was set at $1,500.
I thought you said his bond was set to $1,500. Exactly what it sounded like.
Oh, boy. And that's what's happening in Texas.
The Texas is a big state, man.
It is big. You got people driving around with you know, things flopping around on a unicycle, going in traffic. That's dangerous.
So...
Yeah.
If you're naked.
Yeah.
And you're on the banana seat.
Yeah.
How's that work? If you're a guy.
Yeah. Especially with the unicycle thing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to work probably the same way that like men in pants, like they pick a side.
Oh, really?
And then they might hang right, they might hang left.
I never I didn't even know that much happened.
Yeah.
You pick a side and you let it hang.
Well, you got to pick a side. I mean, you can't just.
Well, I don't know. I don't have one. I don't
really?
Know how it operates. Yeah, really. I don't have one.
do the schlong math. I mean, it's got to go somewhere.
Well, I don't know. I don't deal with these things.
You don't?
My stuff's on the inside.
Well, you got to deal with it somehow.
What do you mean?
Huh?
I don't have to ride a bike with it.
At some point, you might deal with it.
It's not mine.
Okay.
It will never be mine, unless I have some sort of strange surgery.
Well, that's probably good.
It's very good.
It's very good.
I don't want to be bothered with one of those things. I don't know. Maybe they're not so bad. What do you think?
They're fun. I don't know. I don't know where to take this conversation. Maybe we'll do one more here. This one's got a video that goes along with it.
Oh, really?
This one comes to us from Queens in New York. This is a hot dog hand job queen. Catherine Scalia. She's a 45-year-old. She has a hot dog stand where she also gives hand jobs.
To the hot dogs or to, like, real penises?
To real penises.
Oh.
Squeezing more than one kind of wiener, if you know what I mean. Putting H.O. in hot dogs.
That's so sanitary.
It's a little bit weird, right? So on Thursday...
A little bit weird.
But in New York, weird stuff happens.
Extremely weird.
On Thursday, an undercover cop bought two hot dogs and a bottle of water for $5. Not a bad deal, right? Well, she offered him some of her off-the-menu specials and stepped into the hot dog hooker's Winnebago, where she gave him a lap dance for $100. And a offer to plump his sausage for $50.
Ew.
Yeah.
And hold on. A lap dance was $100, but a hand job was $50?
I know. It doesn't really sound. You think it'd be the other way around? Anyways.
What's up with that?
That's when he pulled out the handcuffs and shut down the hoe. And she was charged with prostitution, whoring, and was held on $2,000 bail. And that's what's happening in
New York.
So we have a video of her, like, walking around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Well, her first issue is she charged $100 for a lap dance and $50 for a hand job. Which
yeah.
Really?
You think it'd be the other way around?
A lot more work. That's why it's called a job.
Yeah, and another thing is, I mean, I'm not up on these prices. I'm not the right person that knows about this, but to me, both of them sound a little high.
High?
Well, for $50 or $100 for a lap dance, that sounds a little high. I mean, I don't know about these
things.
Yeah,
I guess it's a little high.
I don't know.
I mean, if $100, she better be a 10.
Well, shocker.
Let's see the video.
Shocker, she's not.
Well, she had a hot dog stand. I mean, come on.
If we play this, where is it? Oh, here it is.
Oh, Mud Club. Is that her?
That is her.
Hot dog hooker has plenty to say to reporters after a guilty plea.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to stop some music, probably.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
She looks
like I'm a stripper. I don't think indecent exposure is prostitution. I don't see it.
Come in the parking lot. We're going to do this. Want to talk to us? Come in the parking
lot. Yeah, she's...
I don't see indecent exposure prostitution.
Classy.
There's no sexual act.
There's no sexual act?
If a guy could walk down the street with
she
no
looks
shirt on,
kind of like a guy.
Fucking
lie! Cans. Oof. She looks a little rough.
Listen, if a guy can walk down the street with no shirt on, so can I. And if he don't get charged with prostitution, why should I? Am I correct?
Can we all move back a little down the ramp?
Well, she's definitely on some kind of pharmaceutical.
Yeah, there's got to be a little something.
Okay, guys. Indecent exposure is not prostitution. I just wanted to know that.
You got
to
come in the parking lot. I'm sorry.
I've been a topless dancer since I'm 19 years old.
Oh, dear.
I love my job and everything. And I worked at the Band Necessities in Island Park. When it shut down, I had no job. So I started a hot dog truck. And I started showing my cleavage and giving out my business cards. Next thing you know, I have the cops up my charging me with prostitution when I'm not even a prostitute. So where is the prostitution?
Wait. Hold on. She didn't have a job.
Yeah.
She started showing her cleavage.
And selling hot dogs.
Does that sound like somebody we talked to? Maybe the reply girl.
Oh.
So that's trending
very,
now.
Very trending thing. Yeah,
trending.
It's interesting. Yeah.
That.
I guess so. That's whatever sells, you know?
Yeah.
Cans.
I plead guilty to a stripper, not prostitution.
No, the judge
prostitution is sex. Listen, I'm
man,
just
she is rough.
A blowjob, okay? A handjob is sex.
Showing your cleavage is indecent Josh, exposure. Prostitution is sex. Sexual act.
Huh. beepings on both channels.
That's prostitution.
I don't know what you said.
Showing your is indecent exposure. So where is the sex?
A minute.
Oh my
There's
gosh.
There's no sexual service.
All right, I don't want to
I know, it's really scary.
Shut her up.
It's really scary.
Oh my God.
She is rough looking. Oh, I don't want to. I wouldn't want to see any of that.
She's icky. Right?
I don't even want to see. Yeah, that's just horrible.
She's very yucky. Yucky, yucky, yucky.
Yucky, seriously yucky.
Yucky, yucky. Well, shall we take a break?
We should probably take a break.
And then we'll come back.
That is the weird news.
All right.
What are we coming back with? What do we got?
We got a really good anti-gay rant.
Oh, that's right.
Fantasticals. You'll love it.
I'm excited for that.
All right, let's do it.
All right, awesome.
Press that button.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are.
Zebra.
Put it in your mouth.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Kay Show.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Darrington Kay Show. Darrington Kay Show.
It is the Darrington Kay Show. And if you want to get in contact with us, you know what you can do. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Click the like button. Follow our blog at derrickandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at our handle, dkradioshow. Call us when we're live on Sundays between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock at 661-467-2416.
Hooray!
Give us a shout on this Mother's Day. So, I came across this video. This is trending this week. It went viral like crazy.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Apparently during this Nebraska City Council meeting, I'm not even sure what city it was. I didn't do much of the... I forgot to do some of the research. This woman got up and started this insane sort of
woman. I don't think I heard this.
Oh, it's fantastical. So let's just begin. It's 5 minutes of absolute hilarity.
I'm Jane Skoboda. Winter Wipeout TV show had broken bones and manslaughter every minute. Winter Wipeout...
Now, I got to say, I don't know what Winter Wipeout is. Apparently, it's some show that's on.
Okay,
I have no idea. I didn't Google it.
Okay.
Produced in Holland by gays, bis, and orgiers. Why do gays like to see people perishing? P-E-N-I-S goes into the anus to rupture intestines. More a man does this, more likely he'll be a fatality or a homicider.
So she just said...
Wow, this is great.
She just said... that gay men are murderers.
Yeah.
A homicider. Is that even a word?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm liking, though, that she's spelling it out for us.
Can't say it.
So we can know she can't say it.
P-E-I-N-S. Oh, wait. P-E-N-I-S. There we go.
Yeah.
I can spell.
Hooray!
P-E-N-I-S. penis goes into the anus to rupture intestines. The more a man does this, the more likely he'll be a fatality or a homicider.
She's making a point.
Getting pleasure while the other man passes away reverberates another homicide later. UNESCO, United Nations, has gender and bioethics conferences combined. Only gays go to gender studies. Gays are the bioethic genociders in hospitals. Children.
She just said gays are the bioethic genociders in hospitals. What does that mean?
I think she's making up a lot of stuff here. And
crazy.
I'm not really that far up on the gay stuff, but I don't think all that stuff happens.
I don't think that gay people go around killing people in hospitals either. Let's see what else is on the table, shall we?
This is amazing.
And can be eliminated. The feds stated in this December 11th article, the Lincoln Journal Star, page 6, gays should not be employed in hospitals or any health occupation.
Wow.
Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub. Every corpse found without clothes has a partner that did away with them.
Huh?
Lesbians and gays.
What does that have to do with anything?
Great argument.
That was completely random.
That was completely random. I was trying to see where she was going to go with that.
Yeah,
I thought
me
she
too.
Was going to say, like gays will molest a dead corpse or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to say.
Is there a video? Yes, there's video.
Oh, I want to see what
and
she
the guy
looks
behind
like.
Her who's like listening to her in the black shirt is like out of control. He's going like
Wait, so
it's
where
amazing.
Where did this happen?
This is some Nebraska City Council meeting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing what happens.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub. Every corpse found without clothes has a partner that did away with them.
And nothing else.
I'm not too sure about that.
Gays rarely live past 40 years old because it is common for a partner to do away with them or they self-inflict.
I guess that's what happens when two gay people love each other.
So if you're gay,
they're gonna do away with someone.
Do away with each other
before they're 40.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because that means, where did all the old queens come from?
Yeah, I guess they haven't had very serious relationships.
Maybe they didn't put the penis in the anus to rupture intestines.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. That's why they can live up to 80 then.
Wow.
Wow, the gays.
We want everyone to live as long as possible, to be 80 years old instead of 40 years old. Don't go gay. It's not healthy. Anus licking causes sepsis.
She said anus licking causes sepsis. If not given antibiotics within a half hour, they perish.
I'm not
an anus licking expert.
Yeah, I think if you're gonna, if
but you, I gotta say,
if you're gonna lick someone's ass,
dogs do it all the time.
Think, yeah, and they're okay.
They're okay.
I don't know.
Cats do it too. It's gross.
I think, yeah, it is really gross. But wow, we're learning a lot here today.
And frankly, I'm gonna go out there on a limb and say that I'm not convinced that all gay people lick each other's anuses.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, that is a good point. It's not like that's what they do. Like, all of them do that.
I'm just going to go out there on a limb and say that.
Yeah.
She's insane.
Sepsis. If not given antibiotics within a half hour, they perish.
Yeah.
Have no gays in education. A high percent of gay men in school grounds molest boys, partly because they don't have AIDS yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
They don't have AIDS yet, so they can molest them.
Because that's what it's going to happen. Yeah.
That's why gays can't work in the schools either.
Wow.
Because they're going to molest all the children. Because that's what gay people do, apparently.
I don't understand.
Pee on the side of the innocent boy who gets F's and D's a year after being molested. Don't allow hundreds of molestations a year with this equality ordinance. Where are our school teachers that should be speaking about this today? Hillary Clinton's roommate 4 years in college was Eleanor or Eddie Acheson, a gay woman, daughter of Dean Acheson. To avoid going gay like Hillary Clinton did, college students need to
So she just implied that Hillary Clinton had sex with her lesbian roommate.
Yeah. I don't think that happened.
I don't think that happened either.
I love a good gay time.
And she insists that college students should live in single-sex dorms in single rooms because lesbian girls seduce other girls with the date rape drug Rohypnol.
Oh, right. And I don't. Another thing she pointed out,
was
which
hard to get out.
Which she said that teachers should be talking about this.
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that would be pretty bad.
Where are our teachers?
The dorms. Jeez. Going lesbian is not normal. A college woman is seduced with illegal Rohypnol to go
right.
gay. Otherwise, they think it's abhorrent.
What?
She says that otherwise they think it's abhorrent. But if you're a lesbian, you're a lesbian.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
She's crazy.
She's absolutely nuts, but I love it because it's hilarious.
Professors state, quote, wives are enslaved by their husbands, unquote. All you married councilmen know this is not true. And this is deranged thinking.
This is deranged thinking?
Have no gays in education. The Canadian Gaetan Dugas was the first person to get AIDS in 1980. He depressed his immune system with pot. He ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse. Candida fungus grows hugely on a corpse.
What?
AIDS is a candida fungus disease.
I have no idea.
Roman senators went to Roman baths to be promiscuous, gay, bis, and orgiers, then went to
orgiers.
The Colosseum to watch Christians get mauled and perish. Do gays become sadistic? Yes. They cuss after coupling, don't like the land they lay.
I cuss during coupling, frankly. The best time to use profanity.
Right.
Yes.
Lay on, and 80% of those who did treason by the year 2000 were gays.
Treason?
Don't employ gays in military, education, health, or psychology.
Where can the gays work then?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Where can the gays work?
They can't teach. They can't be in hospitals.
Government.
Government.
President.
Probably be good. Yeah.
Fashion.
Wow.
Can they work in fashion?
I don't know.
They already do already, right? The gays?
No, but then there'd be some touching or something.
Oh, that's
right.
That. Yeah. Yeah. They seduce the fashion models with the Rohypnol.
And then they go on the anus.
The
and then they kill them.
And
that's what happens.
And they rupture intestines first, and then they die. They turn into corpses.
They are the genociders, molesters, treasonous, deranged. Gay is not a behavior, by the way. A gay is a behavior. It's not an identity. Shoplifters don't make good salespersons. Gay behaviors aren't needed for military education, health, and psychology.
Saying that shoplifters and gay people are the
same. Don't harm gays. Gays can transform to be celibate to live to be 80 years old.
No, they can't.
Gay persons want to adopt children. The California Board of Education said last year, children in San Francisco have the worst scholastics, failing all subjects, all grade levels. They cry all day and rape each other hetero without being told not to. Give us some
They cry all day and rape each other hetero without being told not to. It just gets more and more sensational every second.
Molested children deranged by seeing only gays kissing. Don't ask, don't tell what you do in your bedroom, and you'll be respected for your work. Read the book Nijinsky to understand that bisexuals always become insane. A wedding dress is for a woman, not for a man. Jesus was kissed by Judas, a homo, who tried to sabotage Jesus' kind ideas. Do you choose Jesus, a celibate, or Judas, a homo?
I choose Judas the homo.
This is a result of
a better story.
Yeah.
700 psychologists, PhDs, read Crisis of Generational Pursuits at
Put the music on.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's totally insane.
Oh, my God. But
that's amazing.
It gave us
this
wonderful sound clip.
Oh, nice.
PENIS goes into the anus to rupture intestines.
Perfect.
Intestines.
Wow.
She's deranged.
That is amazing.
Oh, my God. There are so many sensational proclamations there. And then the one random thing about Whitney Houston. What was that?
Yeah, I thought there was quite a few random things.
There was a lot of random stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow, I don't know. I don't even know if she knew what she was trying to
what
say.
What she was saying.
Yeah.
The thing about Whitney Houston threw me for a loop because I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything. She said that people found naked.
She didn't go anywhere with it.
Are often done away with
their partners.
From their partners, which didn't happen.
Yeah.
And B has nothing to do with anything. She friggin' overdosed on drugs and drowned in the bathtub.
Totally crazy.
So insane.
What up? What did what does she look like? Just graphically.
She looks like what you think she would look like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Little like fatty.
No, she's not fat.
Not fatty. Okay.
Frumpy.
Frumpy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely frumpy.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You got to watch the video.
Cool.
Later.
Yeah.
Because the guy behind her is in the black shirt. Making is fantastic.
Faces.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes. So in the little time that we've got left, I've got I think I can do both of these.
Okay.
We've got a happy Mother's Day message from the Reply Girl. You ready?
All right.
Mother's Day.
It's our favorite YouTube user.
She's so great. We got to get her to do one of our rejoiners.
We really do.
I'm going to try to make this video very, very short to avoid freezing.
Short.
What?
I'm going to reach all the moms with their happy Mother's Day. Yay! With that said, I know I use a little bit of sex appeal here and there, but I don't consider myself to be a bad person. I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I barely go out. I mean, yes, I know I'm not perfect, but my opinion, there are a lot of people out there that are a lot worse than me, so that's all I gotta say, and I just wanna wish happy Mother's Day to all moms out there. Peace, guys. See ya.
It was her random random message that had nothing to do with Mother's Day.
Yeah, she didn't. That was horrible.
It was horrible.
Those two clips go well together because what was she talking about? Like she doesn't go out. She doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink.
Happy
smoke.
Mother's Day. Okay.
She's saying she's not a bad person.
No.
And she said she broke her webcam. So she's filming from her computer webcam or something.
Yeah.
And she's shooting as if she's lying down with the computer
on her
lap, and it's like the boobs.
Oh,
it's like this view,
like over the mountain kind of shot.
Yeah,
I'll have to take a look at that.
It's really crazy.
Wow.
So that's a Mother's Day message from our friend, the Reply Girl,
that's
on YouTube.
Pretty great.
Mother's Day.
I don't know if we should have her. After hearing that, I have second thoughts about having her do one of our rejoiners.
Oh, she's my favorite. I love her.
You got to get her to get it up a little bit.
Oh,
when
I
she
think
does
she's
it.
Fantastic.
All right, we'll see. $5, huh?
$5. When is she getting it on Fiverr? I need to know.
Oh, is she still not on there?
I
meant to look into that, and I never did.
We need to get on that.
That'd be fun.
$5.
$5. We'll do it.
We want to give you money.
Maybe we have her do two.
Shut up and take my money. All right, we've got, speaking of Mother's Day, we know that a lot of you mothers-to-be out there are probably going to name your babies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, probably, meaning definitely.
You got to.
Hopefully. Does anyone not give their child a name?
I don't know. Like sometimes I think some people wait a little bit.
That's weird.
Like some people don't have one, and like when their child's born, I think they're like, "Well, we're gonna have to see how it, works out." I don't know.
So what do they call it for a while? Like
I don't know.
The baby.
That's weird. The baby. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, it is weird.
Definitely weird. So there's a list of most hated baby names according to Yahoo. The list comes from Laura Wattenberg, the author of The Baby Name Wizard, a magical method for finding the perfect name for your baby. She conducted an informal study and came up with a list. In general, she found people hate gender-bending names,
ooh,
in which a masculine name becomes feminine, like Addison or Madison.
Yeah.
And people hate trendy names.
Uh-huh.
And that names that have a that are difficult to spell or have a different spelling than typical.
Derek Kalish!
Is that you?
Yeah, I think so.
Why, because you have a C?
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I see it without the C and the two E's, but sometimes it's all... Usually, it's never anywhere close. Like D E R E, like K. Sometimes I see it with an I.
Oh, I see it with an I too.
Yeah, but
sometimes.
Rarely have I ever seen it spelled my name.
Well, yeah, that's true. I haven't seen your name spelled like that ever.
Yeah, it's weird.
Except for you.
It's good. I like it.
But, you know, I like it, too.
Yeah.
So here is the top 10 most hate. Is this 10? I think it's 10.
All right.
Most hated girls' names. Neva.
Oh, that's not very good.
You know what it is? Heaven spelled backwards.
Oh, it's horrible. I hate when people do stuff like that. I
hate it.
Yeah, that's
the
not cool.
The worst name ever. Destiny.
Mm.
And people just like the name because of the
yeah,
that convert a virtue onto a child, and it's associated with exotic dancers.
Oh, it so is.
Madison, people hate that.
I think it's okay.
You think it's okay?
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with it?
It's okay.
People also hate Mackenzie.
Yeah. You don't see that much. Or I feel like I've never met anyone, at least.
I've met a couple.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're children, not like adults.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. McKenna.
Yeah, not so good.
Yeah, what are you doing?
No.
Addison.
Addison?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The girl's name.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Gertrude.
Yeah.
So people said this name is ugly.
Yeah.
And then Caitlin spelled K-A-I-T-L-Y-N. People hate it when it's spelled like that.
Yeah, I guess people get, yeah, again, like you said, people get
upset with a non-traditional spelling.
Yeah, yeah.
This one I don't understand because I actually love this name, Michaela.
Oh, it's not bad.
I love that name.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Even though I don't prefer the spelling that's on here, I prefer the traditional spelling.
How's it spelled there?
M-A-K-A-Y-L-A.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, I don't like it. But I love that name, Michaela. I think it's a pretty
name.
Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah, it's good.
And Bertha.
Oh, yeah. That's not a good name.
It's not.
I mean, I don't know.
It's really not.
Hopefully
and
Bertha's not listening.
Boys.
Okay, here we go.
What do you think is on here, by the way?
Of names that people don't like?
Names people hate.
I bet there's got to be one that's like a celebrity name.
No, there isn't.
No?
Well, Michael is on here.
Yeah, Michael. People don't like Michael?
No, it says too boring. And actually, you know what's on here with the name I like? And we know somebody named this? Jackson.
Oh, it's a good name.
Yeah, people hate that name.
I think it's a good name.
I love that name. I think it's the cutest thing. People hate, and I actually kind of hate these two. I hate the rhyming names. Jaden, Brayden.
Oh, yeah.
Caden.
They sound...
Hayden.
They sound made up.
Horrible.
Yeah, they sound... I don't know.
People hate Hunter.
Yeah.
And they hate Bentley.
Is Hunter... So these are guys' names. I've met a girl named
Hunter, too.
That's what I was just going to say. Because I've been to our hair place, and they're like, you're going to be seeing Hunter. And then I was like... And then I hung up, and I was like, is Hunter a chick or a dude?
I think a girl named Hunter is even worse.
Yeah.
People hate... And I don't understand why, because I like this name, actually. Tristan.
Yeah, it's a good name.
I like the name Tristan.
I do, too. I'm cool with that.
You know Tristan and Isolde, you know, the opera?
No.
No?
Oh, yes.
Wagner.
Yes.
I love Tristan. That's a great name. I also like the name Christian, but that's not on here. People don't hate that name.
Kristen? Oh, Christian.
Christian.
What about Kristen? Kristen's good.
Oh,
good.
That's not on here. Names people hate. But, yeah.
Oh, we're talking about guys.
Yes, we're talking about guys. Yeah. I think that's the list. Yeah, people hate Jaden, Brayden, Aiden, Caden, and Hayden.
Yeah. That's funny.
Those names are really stupid.
They're hating on Hayden.
I actually like the name Aiden, but I mean that's not an unusual name. It's like an Irish name.
Right. Yeah. No. I've heard that before.
And
yeah,
I like
definitely.
The name Aiden, but I hate Brayden, Hayden, Jaden.
Yeah.
I hate them.
It's just I don't know.
Come on, yeah. America. What's wrong with John, George? And I love Rowan.
Rowan's nice.
Rowan's a good name.
I've also seen that for
Little Rowan.
For female, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
2 seconds. Oh, I should probably mention, you made a reference to it. And speaking about names that are spelled differently, I have Carly now.
Oh, Carly the
Carly,
cat.
Carly the kitty.
Carly the cat. Maybe we'll put a picture on the blog.
That would be cute.
Picture on the blog.
I just adopted her yesterday.
Ginormous Maine Coon.
She is a big girl, and her name's Carly with a K.
She's awesome.
And I hope she works out.
I hope she works out, too. I think I have good feelings.
Just wanted to mention that.
All right. Join us next week.
Happy Mother's Day, and thank you, Jeff Twiller, for calling in.
CircusBlueEnsemble.com.
There you go.
Yes.
Got all the plugs in.
Next week.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
is the Derek and Kay Show.